We are on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We are a little after half of the Amud. Ha'ish Mekadish Es Bitoy Kshehi Nara Boy Ubishluchi. The Mishnah had ended by saying that a father can be Mekadish his daughter when she's a Nara, he himself, and through a Shliach. So the Gemara's Medayik Kshehi Nara En, it would seem they can only marry her off when she's a Nara. Kshehi Ktano Loi. But when she's a Ktano, he should not marry her off. That's the Pashtus Loshon HaMishnah. Misayile L'Rav, so this is a Raya Terav. The Omar of Yehuda Marav, Vitei Marav Alozo. Also, lo odom shi yikadish es bitoy kshehi ktano ache tigdal v'toyme b'ploini emiraitze. It is not permitted for a father to marry a daughter, a ktano. You have to wait till she becomes older and will hear from her that she wants to get married to this person. Now let us see let us see Taisvis, I think. There's no she? Yeah. Taisvis. She naga in kshehi ktana loy v'im taima v'dilma l'revuse nokat naro v'chol shkein ktana. Maybe, how does the Gemara know to be medayik that one is not permitted to marry off a ketana? Maybe it's coming to tell us a chiddush, even though she's a naira, she's a bastas, she can marry herself off, af al pikein, the father can also marry her. A ketana that is not a bastas, a bada gibisi can marry off. How does the Gemara understand to make a opposite diyik that only a naro and not a ktan? Ve'yeshloima de dayik midiktoni kishehi naro. It says he marries her when she is a naro. If Shatan the Mishnah would have been that he could even marry you off a naro, so then he should have said, ve'lektoni ish mekadish es bitay naro. Not shehi naro. If it would say naro, so then it's coming to tell us a rabusa afilu naro, but it says kshehi naro mashme davke naro avoloi ktan. Inami yesh loyma the dayik midaloi ktoni b'masnis. Why did the Mishnah have to go into particulars and mention naro if it means afilu a naro? It should have said ha'ish mekadish as bitaystam. A father can be mekadish his daughter, and since he doesn't elaborate how old she is, so I'll know a daughter means tzai ketana tzai naro kiddisnam ha'ov zakoi bebitay biktusha. A father can marry off his daughter v'loy mefarish naro ki hoche. It here doesn't mention naro. There it also includes naro. So ha'ov zakoi bebitay biktusha means the powers of a father. A father can marry off his daughter. How old is the daughter? She's a ketana. No, I didn't specify. So therefore, by saying a loshen sosum, it's an inclusive loshen. Means a ketana or a naira, because it said bitoy, didn't specify. But here we're speaking about what he should do. Ha'ish mekadish es bitoy kshi naro. This is speaking about how he's mekadish. Ish mekadish boyu b'shluchay. It's preferable he himself should be the mekadish. So here when we're speaking about what is preferable, so here the Tana specified nairo. So that's coming to tell us nairo in that ketana. So one is not permitted to marry a ketana because a ketana is not capable of agreeing to the husband that her father chose for her. There's no Isser for a woman to make a shliach, to get married to a person, even though she never saw him. Mishum, the Gemara said, because the tabla meisev tando, a woman is happy to be married, and she's not so particular who her husband is, and therefore there's no, I don't have to be afraid, shema yiskana oleo, that she'll distaste him, she'll have a distaste of him, because women are more or less happy as long as they're married. They're not so particular. And here it says, so therefore a woman can make a shliach to get married to a chosen, even though she never saw him in her life, but she can make a shliach, and I don't have to be afraid that he's gone aleh, because women more or less are happy with whoever they marry. And right afterwards it says that a father cannot marry off a daughter aktana because she never said that she's maskim to marry this person. But we have this klal that women are happy with anyone. Just like we just looked before, even though she never saw him, she's happy. So Taisvus answers, Taisvus as follows, Hani mili bigdayla. Shehim is kadesh is ayidei atzma, that she is the one that's marrying herself off. The kivin she nischatzes, so if there was a ritzui from her, that means she knows all about the shidduch, she heard about him, she inquired about him, she didn't see him. But and she's maskim to send the shliach for the kedushin. So there was already a ratzin to marry him. She didn't see him yet. So let us be afraid, maybe when she'll see him, she'll regret her decision. And that I don't have to be afraid of. If she was maskim before, so I don't have to fear that she'll regret her decision, because women are easily satisfied with whatever husband they have. And that is if they have a backup of that she wanted to marry him before she saw him. Leka lemecha shema tachse. She don't have to be afraid that she'll regret her decision. But avol ktano shemiskadeshes ayidei avia. But if we never heard from her that she wants to marry this person, she's a ktana, she's a lav bazdas. So her father is marrying her off, but we never heard from her that she's maskim. There, ikala meche shemim haisa gedoyla lehoisa mischatzes. If she would have been a gedoyla, she would not have been maskim to marry this person. So therefore we say a father should not marry off a ketana. So that is pshat, and that's what the Gemara's medayik from our Mishnah. Ma'achshav, Sha'onu noigim lekadesh b'neisenu afilu ktanis. Now Taisus is asking Akashe, bizman the balei Taisus, the minig ha'olam was that fathers used to marry off daughters when they were ktanis. So this is not like the Gemara. The Gemara says that one should not marry off a ktan. Hainu mishum. So now Taisus is explaining the reason why we permit ourselves to do something which is l'chayre keneged the Gemara. So we'll have a little picture of what the matzah was then. Hainu mishum. Shebechol yoyim v'yoyim ha-golus mizgaber aleinu. The golus is getting worse and worse day after day. You have to realize the Balei Taisus lived in the Tkufa of the Crusades. Vim yesh sipek biyad odom achshev loseis lebitei nedunye. If a father has now money to give a dowry for his daughter, now she's a ktana, so he'll say, so now it's not really proper to marry her off, let us wait till she grows older, and then then we'll ask her and we'll get her haskama, which really would be a proper thing to do. But maybe later he won't have any money. And if he won't have any money, that means without money in those times, the normal oifen of marriage was that the father of the kala gave a natan for the chosen. That was the normal procedure. If there's no natan from the father-in-law, we look someplace else. I mean, that was the normal procedure. Now, Tosfos says, if a person has money today, there is no guarantee he'll have money tomorrow. So, Mamela, and if he won't have money tomorrow, then there'll be a tremendous problem that his daughter will never find a zivuk. So Tosfos says, so we have to be boicha hara b'miyutai. That means Tosfos is not speaking about statistics. That means there are two possibilities. Possibility number one, if I wait till she'll be able to agree with my decision, so mitzad echad, we have a maila, that then we can be assured that this will be a happy marriage. It won't be yiskanola. But the shaila is, if I wait that long, will I have money to give anan? So that's one shaila. And if I won't have money, so not there won't be a happy marriage, there won't be any marriage, you won't get married. Then I have another alternative. To marry, now that I have money, today I have money, I should marry her off now. Kaponim, now she'll be married. Maybe she won't be happily married. That is true. There's a possibility. There's no statistics either way. But here there's a possibility she'll be married, but maybe she won't be happily married. By waiting, there's a possibility maybe she'll never get married. So Memela, we have to be boicha the rabbi miyutai, and therefore we, now that one has money, one marries her off now, al kaponim, to ensure that she will not remain an aguma. Shlichus minolo. Now the Mishnah says, "Ish mekadesh boy ubishlucha." How do we know this concept that a ma'ase kedushin that is really mutal ki yikach ishisha? That the pasuk says he makes the ma'ase kedushin. How do we know that there's such a concept that I can make a shliach and his ma'ase will help for me? There's such a concept of shlichus. The Sanya, the Gemara says, is a Baraisa. And the Baraisa is speaking about Geirish. It says, let us just see what the Pasuk says. It says, twice in Parshas Kiseitze, Vishilcha mi Beisai. So the Gemara splits up this word. Vishilach melameit shehu oise shliach. That's Pashtei Dikra. Vishilcha is a mapikei. He sends her away. And Rashi explains the proper terminology would be vigiresh. He's megaresha, not he sends her away. So this loshen, which is really not the proper loshen, is coming to tell us that what he's doing could be done through a shliach. So vishilcha. Vishilach oisa, that means his nesinas haget can be done through a shliach. Vishilcha, now we take out rash, we take out the pintle from the hay, it's ois mapik hay, and then it is red, could be red, vishilcha shil send. Melamed shahashliach oisa shliach. It seems, you don't look at the mapake the way it is pronounced, you look the way it is written. The way it is written, there's no pintalach in the pasuk. So memela, so it could be read vishilcha melamed shehi oise shliach. I just would have a shtickle ha'ore if you're reading the word vishilcha, she's sending a shliach to be mekabel to get, but the next word doesn't shtim to good vishilcha mi beisoi. I mean, so how does that work? So dachsech me, I once saw the goyin says there's pshat and drash. There's different ifanim how there is new, but pardes pshat remes drush soy. So dachsech me, the goyin says in pshat, when you're learning the pshat of the posik, the whole posik, the flow of the posik has to flow. That's pshat. The whole posik has to shtem. When we're learning drash, the Rash is not pshat. The Rash we can darshan two words. We can darshan this, and it does not have to coincide with the rest of the pasuk. That's the oifen of the Rash. So it could be the mi bei soi, which does not shtim with the word vishilcha, the way we are pronouncing it, that she makes a shliach. Could be that's not problematic, because in the Rash, the surrounding words do not have to coincide with the Rash. Now, this is in the Parshas Kiseitze, we mentioned it says twice Vishilcha. Vishilach Vishilcha. So the second time, we also will make this Drasha Vishilach Vishilcha, and this will Darshan Melamed Shahashliach Oise Shliach. That the shliach is bekoyach also to make a shliach. A shliach lahiloch and gerishin can make another shliach to give over the get, and a shliach lekabola can make another shliach to be mekabel the get. Now let us see Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Vishilach begerishin ksiv. This pasuk is a gerishin. Vishilcha mi beisa. He sends her away from his house. So this is not the proper terminology. Midalik kosav vigirsha. It should have said he's megarisha. L'lamdeinu bo. So this shinui haloshin is coming to teach us sha'ish oise shliach lohilich get lishtei, that a husband can make a shliach to deliver the get. Melamed sha'ish oise shliach lekabel gito. Kribei vishilcha loy mapikei, without a pintle in the hay, so it will be read that she's sending a shliach. Vishilach vishilcha shnei pomim nema binin, says twice vishilcha. So we'll learn out from this that shliach is a shliach. Let us see Taisviz. Zok Taisviz. Before we learn Taisviz, I'd just like to mention a Taisviz Harosh. The Taisus Harosh asks Akasha, why do we need two psukim? One pasuk tells us that the husband can make a shliach, and one pasuk tells us the wife can make a shliach. Now, later, as the sugya progresses, we'll see the Gemara wants to differentiate. Could be there's a difference between kedushin and gittin. There's a difference between truma and gittin. There's a difference between kochim and gittin, and that's why we need specific psukim to tell us that by truma, by kochim, by kedushin, also zadin shlichus. Fine. The Gemara will tell us there are differences between these different inyonim. So I could not derive from gittin that if shlichus helps by gittin, it helps by kedush, that it helps by truman. But the Taisus Harosh has a kasha, but by gittin I know it helps. It says v'shilach, that husband can make a shliach. So why do I need another drash to tell me that she can make a shliach? So the Taisus Harosh answers as follows. If it would only say v'shilach, hava mine de bebal shayach shlichus, he's capable of making a shliach. She'enei megarish ela midaitoi. That means the gerishin is with his das, with his rotzen. So memele, he's a bailam on the gerishin. He controls the gerishin. So he's bekoyach to make a shliach to make the gerishin also after the pasuk. Avol isha shemis gareshes bal kolcho, she does not have too much to say in the etzem geishin. That means he sticks the get in her hand, she's geget, even though she's not willing to accept the get. Loi olim maiso dido kule hai shetucha limno shliya. That means, since the role she plays in the geishin is a very weak role, she has no day in the etzem geirishin, she's not a bailam in the etzem geirishin, so there'd be a have a minute to say, so in geirishin she doesn't have a koyach to make a shliach. So that's why it's coming to tell us v'shilcha that she could also make a shliach. Let us see Taisus. V'shilach v'shilcha melamed she'shliach eis shliach. Perish ha-kuntres, the trei v'shilcha k'siv b'parshe. So the first v'shilach v'shilcha is coming to tell us he makes a shliach, she makes a shliach, and the second is coming to tell us that his shliach makes a shliach and her shliach makes a shliach. V'im ta'ima. So Taisvus asks, but there's another drash which we have to learn out from this pasuk. V'itzrech chad v'shilcha l'medrish diktano v'shoyte eine yechele lizkarish. Is another drash that the Mizgareshes has to have enough understanding and knowledge to understand the concept of Geirishin, and that when she's being sent out, that Bishalcha Ve'ina Chezeres, she has to have so much intelligence to understand this concept of Geirishin. And if she's a Ktano or a Shoite and she doesn't grasp what is happening, so the geirishin to her is meaningless, so she's not miskareshes. This is a drash we learn from Bishilcha, that shebishalcha ve'ene chezeres, she's sent away. Prad lezu shebishalcha ve'hi chezeres. So now, according to Rashi, we are missing words. That means everything was used up. The first v'shilach v'shulcha is to tell us that he and she can make a shliach, and the second v'shilach v'shulcha is coming to tell us that his and her shliach can make another shliach. So how do we learn out this fifth halacha? That you need mishalcha v'ina chezeres. So therefore, Taisvus disagrees with Rashi. Taisvus says, the Vishilcha Basra Yesh Shtei Droshes. So Taisvus disagrees with Rashi. The first Vishilcha is Pashtei Dekha. Vishilach, he makes a Shliach. Vishilcha, she makes a Shliach. Fine. Now, the second Vishilcha, the word is Miyuta. It's an extra word. The matzamein v'nosam biyod v'lishtoik. So the whole word is extra. Is midaksiv v'shilach shmami no lidroshe. This is not pashtei dikra. This is a drash, and the drash is shliach ois shliach, and it is not necessary to have special drashes for har shliach or for his shliach. V'shilach is the next word that tells us shliach ha'is shliach, and it means any shliach ha'is shliach. U'mehei de v'shulcha, which is also extra, nafke drosh ha'cheres, shalcha ve'ina chezeres. That's how Taisus wants to learn, not like Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananu pirish, the Rabbeinu Chananu says a whole different shat in the Eifan HaDroshes. The mevishilcha achrein, the last v'shilcha, dorish kulu, everything is a drash. V'dorish shilach, the whole word is extra. So you have three things that are extra. Shilach is extra. V'chein vov de v'shilcha, v'chein hei de v'shilcha. So you make three drashes from this extra word v'shilcha, to tell us he makes a shliach, she makes a shliach, and the shliach makes a shliach. The idach v'shilcha, the first v'shilcha, is not extra. It's a chlahach drosh in the mishalcha v'enei chezeres. V'zalosh in Rabbeinu Chananu, Tesanya Shilech Malamid Shaisa Shlich Perish Vishilcha Mi Beise Acha. We're talking about the second Vishilch. Avala Michtabanosam Biyod. Lama Kosav Shilach Loimel Shaisa Shliach. It says that he can make a Shlich. Hosev Hei Dachsiv Shilcha Malamid Shaisa Shlich Vishilcha Hosev Vov Eid Malamid Shaisliach Hosev Shlich. So this is how the Drosh is called. So now let's continue with the Gemara. Ashkechon begerushin b'kedushin mino. How do you know by kedushin? Also, kedushin can be made through shluchim. V'chiteima diyalef megerushin. Maybe we learn out from gerushin. Amamatzinu. Ma'le gerushin shekein yeshnon balkocha. So the Gemara says, no, I have a pilche. So what does Rashi say? Hilkach, therefore, is nayu nami al yedei shlichis. So what is the cause and effect? So the text of Rosh says, given the bekal nasa hamaise, the maise gerishin can be done very easily, without too much red tape involved. You don't have to come and ask the wife, you agree, you don't agree. It's done bekal nase, hilkach nase nami yadei shliach. So here, the Torah said that this process of gerushin can be done in an easy fashion. You don't need hardas, you don't need the maisa of the husband, it can be done through a shliach. But Kedushin is a more complicated procedure. He wants Kedushin. You need her das. That means it's a more complex procedure. So it could be. It has to be done through the Bali Dvorim alone. So you can't learn out Kedushin from Gerushin. So the Gemara says, you're right. You can't learn out from a Mamatzinu. O makro v'yotza v'hoysa. It's a hekish. Makish havaya leitzia. We learn out kedushin from gerushin. Ma yitzia mashvi shliach, havavaya nami mashvi shliach. Let us see what Rashi says. Nothing. That's Rashi hilkach. He's not nami yedei shliach. Rashi says, since it's bal kocho, since it can be done very easily, without too many problems, so it can be done through a shliach also. Ve'elo hodisna. So now the Gemara says, but I have a new problem. We learned a Mishnah in Trumis. A person told a shliach, be mafresh Trumis. Now we will see in Tosfos, there are three standards of hafroshes Trumis. It's an ayin ro, an ayin toive, and a beinoni. That means, the Torah said to give Trumah, it says, Reishis Degoncho. The Torah was very vague. You should give from your Tvuah, you should give Trumah. How much should I give? So the Pasuk didn't mention how much. We'll see in Tosfos there's Limudim. And the Limudim are that a person who's an Ayin Toive, he wants to help support the Shevet Kohune, he'll give 1/40th of the Tvuah for Trumah. A Beinoni, he's not on such a high madrege, 1/50th. An Ayin Ro is 1/60th. So these are three standards. Now, a person told a Shliach, go and take off Trumah for me. Now this person did not tell him how much to take off. Take trum. Is teirim kedas balabai. So he's teirim the way he knows what the balabais is. If he knows the what the balabais normally does, he's a beinani and ayin toiv and ayin ro. That's what he does. It means the way I normally do. What's vim yedeya vim eina yedeya das balabais. He doesn't know. Yen asks him bimafresh trum. He doesn't know what kind of person he is. Teirem bebeinin is echad mechamish. So you don't know, so don't go to any extreme. He's not over generous, and he's not too cheap. Mestam, 1/50th. What is Piches Asara Ayhoisef Asara? That means he from what he knows of this person, he can figure out what kind. He never, personally doesn't know how much Tumi he gave, but with his Shaiches he has with him with other Nyonim, he shuts us up what kind of a person he is. He's a stingy person, he's a generous person. So if he is Piches Asara Ayhoisef Asara, if the Shliach went and he gave 1/40th or 1/60th, Truma say Truma. And we'll see in Rashi that the Baal HaBos will come over to him and tell him, how did you get to this equation, to this number? Well, you didn't tell me how much. So you left it in my hands. I was Mishaya that you're such a type of person. If you meant differently, you should have been more specific. You left it in my hands. That's how I figured it out. And the Bailum has no taina on this. The shlich is coming with a legitimate taina. He was by not telling him exactly what to do, it was given over to the discretion and judgment of the shlich. So memele, so we see over there al kaponim, by trume, one can also be mafresh to a shlich. Now how do we know this? V'chiteima diyalef migerishin, who make a mamatzin if I'm gerishin. Ma'ale gerishin sheken yesh non chil. Now gerishin is a different type of a inyan. It's not a dovo shebekedusha. You're not being matfis kedusha and tvue. It's a dovo chil. You're separating a marriage, right? So therefore, could be there, the Torah said it's not necessary that the Baal alone has to do this. It can be done through an agent, through a shliach. But over here, it's not a davo chayil, this is a davo kodesh. I'm being matfis, kedusha and the trume. Could be here, it is necessary for the Baalim to do it. I'd like to mention Ashtikol Ha'ore. I don't know if this is really shver or not shver, but Al Kaponim, I'd like to mention the Ha'ore. He says, the Gemara is saying you cannot learn that Amamatzina from Gerishin, because these are two inyonim. Gerishin is Chul. By Chul could be this a parsha of Shlichis. Tume is Kodesh. So by Kedusha could be we need that the Baal HaTvu has to do it himself. He can't do it through Shlichus. Fine. But Kedushin, we also know that you can make Kedushin through a Shliach. Now, Kedushin already is not so chayil. The Asala Kula Alma Kehegdish, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, there already is Kedushin. So someone will perhaps shrug his shoulders and say, no, it's a lashon kedushin, but it's still a davar chayil. It's not so lechayre. It's not so pashit because the Gemara says in the Dorim that Vava Mitbeis, the Gemara is speaking about the hilchis. Of we learn out Yodais Nedorim Kenedorim, which means that when the person makes a neder, he doesn't have to say the whole sentence of Nedorim. He could just start off the sentence, and if I understand, or I can partially understand what he means to say, that's sufficient. That means the Silchus Dibur by Nedorim, but you doesn't have to spell it out completely. We learn that from a pasuk, Yadais Nedorim Kenedorim. A yad is like a handle, an arrow. From what he says, I understand what he wants to accomplish. So the Gemara calls a shayla, yesh yad lekedushin, a yain yad lekedushin. By kedushin, maybe there's also din amira by kedushin. There's a kiyikar. You have to say there's a din amira ulches loshin. Is there a din yodais by kedushin? You have to say the whole nusach, or if you say a little bit and And from the little bit you'll understand what he means to do, it's good. A shayla in the Gemara. So Tosfos asks Akasha, by Nedarim there's a posik. So you need a posik for this. So by Kedushas Tamazoi, out of the clear blue sky, I can assume that there's a din yodis by Kedushin. So Tosfos says, no. Because Kedushin is also la kulal mekahegdish. And by hegdish, I know that there's a din yodis. So memele could be by Kedushin also. So we see from Tosfos that chalois Kedushin is similar to a chalois hegdish. So, la'ire bosi, if the Gemara wants to say, you can't learn out shlichas from Gerishin, because Gerishin is choyl, and trume is kadosh, fine. But, let's learn out from Kedushin. Kedushin already is not so choyldik. Kedushin is dosa la'kul alma ka'egdish, va'afal pikein, it can be done through a shliach. Now let us see Rashi, before we go further. Zot Rashi, Teirem Kedas Balabayis, when he made a shliach to be mafrish truma, so the shliach is Teirem Kedas Balabayis. Lefi mashu make Balabayis, the way he knows the Balabos. Imeina yofe, ayena ro, ayin yofe, echad meaboyim, ayin ro, echad mishishim. Shatruma leinemer bo shir. There's no beferish shir in the posik. Meferish alareish is the gomcha b'filu koshu. So there are, we'll see maybe the limudim for different shiurim. So he should be mafresh the way he understands. That's what the das balabais. Piches yud shetoram echad meir boy. She took off another 10 from the 2 of the balabos. Trumosai trum. That's how I judged you that you're such a person. I always held you had an eye in Taira. So we no longer the shliach Taira. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, I don't know. Okay, let's see Taisus. Then we'll come to Gemara's kasha. Zech Taisvis, Teirem Kedas Balabayis, Perish, Lefi Mashemake Balabayis, Eine Yofe, Eine Ro, Viesh Betrume, Sholosh Midois. By Trume, there are 3 Midois there are 3 Midois by Trume. The 3 Eifanim, 3 Dargis of different Shiurim, how to give Trume. Lefi shalai nema bo shir mefarish, doesn't say mefarish shir. Ala reish is the gomcha, the mash mekolshu. Ubi Yerushalmi mefarish lo, Yerushalmi explains these 3 dargis. Omar Rab Levi, beininis echon minachamishim. A beininis is 150th. V'nafkelei, how do you know this? Mitrumas meches. When by Muchemes Midyon, it says that they divided the Malkoyach, the loot that they got from the Muchome, and the Yaitzel Muchome took half, Klal Yisrael took the other half, and then from the half that they had received, it says, Echot Michamishim. Receive Umimachtis B'nei Yisrael, from the half that Klal Yisrael took, tikach echod ochuz minachamishim. One that is taken from 50. That means out of every 50, they took one and they gave to Levi. So the Yerushalmi darshins, kol masha ato oiches, whenever you're taking from an amount, achoiz echod mechamishim. Uchemoy shemotzinu trumas meches echad michamishim, avkol trumas teirem echad michamishim vizu mido beininis. Now the comparison Dachsachmir is just like by trumas meches. This truma was given, it was matnas levi, it was given to Shevet Levi. So Truma, which is a matnas kuna, is also a matnas kuna. This is given to support the Shevet HaKahanim. So we learn out, Echot Ochos Menachemisha, whenever you take out to give to support a Shevet, Shevet Levi, the Kahanim, we learn out from here, take a 50th. Va'ayin ro, Echot Mishishim. An ayin ro is 1 out of 60. The nafkalei mikro, there's a posik in Yecheskel. The chsiv, it says in the posik, shishis ha'efa michoymer hachitim, vishishisom ha'efa michoymer hasoirim. Now, let us understand what the posik is telling us. V'chaymer have shloishim soim. A chaymer is a measurement, it's 30 soim. V'eifa gibel soim, and the eifa is 3 soim. Now, so the first half of the pasuk is telling us, a sixth of gibel soim, of 3 soim, which is a half a soim, should be given from 30 saw. So, in other words, a half a saw should be given from 30 saw, and that is 1/60th, and that's an ayin ro. That's what Taisa says. Nimtza shishis ha'efa v'chayva avishleishim saim, v'efa gimel saim. Nimtza shishis ha'efa oile chatzi saw. That's a half a saw from 30 saw. Shetayim shishis ha'efa mechayma. You take a half a saw from 30 saw, nimsa dainu echad mishishim va'ainu ayin ro. Va'ayin yofa echad mimen. How do we know this shir? Nafkele nami mehaikra. Then we combine the whole pasuk. Tichsiv, it says shishis ha'efa. So that's a half a saw. Tichsiv nami bahaikra vishishisam. Kloima v'shishi som koya chayma chitim v'chayma seirim. You should take a sixth of an eifa for a chayma chitim, a sixth for an eifa for a chayma seirim. The bechol chad v'chad ikeshtus, the hainu so v'shnei chumrim. That means you should take one saw, a sixth of a eifa, which is a half a saw, and you should take two half a saw for a chayma chit and a chayma seirim, and then you take the first shishis ha'efa, the 10 shishis ha'efa, the chsiv b'haikra al vishi shisam. So we have a 3 half saw. Nimsa d'haino echad mi'aboyim. We have 1.5 saw from 60 saw. D'haino saw b'chatzi l'shishim soim, d'haino chayma chitim b'chayma seirim. So that's the cheshbon. Now let's go further. Taisvis piches yud, I hoisif yud, truma seitrum. Perish pekunteris, piches shetom echad mimem. He was teirem 1 from 40. The koi piches abalabais, that means he is left over less by the balabos. He took away from the balabos more tfuim. So he took 1/40. Yes, meforshim, ifcha de piches shetorem echad mishishim. He made less truma, v'koy piches atrum. A mikol makim, well mikol makim mashma, heiched de torem ashliach. From this Mishnah would seem, the shliach was mafresh truma, tafilo osa balabais, v'oma loy hoya bidati lekach. He says, I had no intentions. The balabos comes, he gave 1/40th. And he comes to the shliach and tells him, I had no intentions to splurge so much to give 1/40th. Afilo hochi trumosai trume. I said, the shliach comes with a legitimate taina. You didn't give me instructions. You left it up to my judgment. I assumed that you're an ayin taive. I gave 1/40th. It's trume. The case is closed. As I stated in this Mishnah. Fine. Zaktais vesatais es amayodike kashe. Bekoshe, the maishna mahoda omma, tais bin zagemar bob metziye. Aima lishluchai tsei utrain. A person made a shlich to be teirim. V'holach v'tora, and he was teirim. Now, the balabos comes, and he sees he was teirim. Here, the amount is not debatable. Whatever it is 150th. He gave 150th. But here there's a shaila of the quality of the peiris that were chosen for truma. Now, he comes, and the balabos sees what he was teirim. And the balabos says, klach eitzel yofis. You should have taken from a better quality. Why did you take from this quality? You should have taken from a better quality. Truma, you should take from a better quality. So we have to know if this is said sincerely or sarcastically. So you do some research. Im nimtzu yofis mehem, if there's not get better ones there. So I assume he said it sincerely. You should have taken from better ones. So there is no, so no the next time. Then it's truma say truma. Ve'im la, but what if these are the best ones, and he comes over to me, he could have taken from the better ones. So we have to read, there's no better ones. These are the best ones. You can take it. So that means, I mean, what kind of meshugan are you? The best ones you give for truma. I mean, that's what he's saying. Ain't truma say truma. So then the truma is not truma. So there the Gemara says, did I tell you to give him the best ones? No. She had no right to give him the best ones. And so the truma is not a truma. So Tais is asking Amir de Kekashe. Our Gemara is speaking about quantity. Also, the balabos is timing, I never told you I'm an ayin yofer. You had no right to put me in that bracket. Afal pikein, the shliach says, listen, you didn't tell me anything, ignorance is bliss, you put it into my lap, whatever I judge that you would have given, that becomes tum. And finished, it's a close case, there's nothing more to talk about. And the Gemara and Bab Metzia, it's right from a close case. If the balabos is coming to Taina, you gave from two, the quality that was given for truma was, that should have been safe for me. The coin could have gotten something, an inferior quality, and he means it, so the truma is not a truma. So how do these two halachas them? So Taisva says, Amir de Keteretz, which I have a stickle problem with this text. So Taisva says as follows, the hosam aino taima, Lefi shein derech bnei odom livrer hayofes kedei litraim. So Taisva says, normal people do not give the best quality for truma. That's not the normal steiger. They give beinonis. They don't give the worst, but they give beinonis. So Memela, if you come along, I made you a shlich, and you go and you pick out